Hi there. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this podcast. My name is Lewis and I'm a millennial. Last time I mentioned that fiat currencies are backed by nothing. Some people will say the US dollar is backed by oil, making it the petrodollar. That is somewhat true, but the main point is addressing the consequences for having a value floating medium of exchange instead of actual commodities. So there are two schools of economics, Keynesian economics and Austrian economics. We are currently living in Keynesian economics, where the premise for this school of thought is that the currencies are wealth. This premise sets out the entire financial system that we see today, from stocks to derivatives. However, the flaw in Keynesian economics is that the premise itself is incorrect. I will elaborate. Imagine this world starts anew, and you are the king of the newly established government. You have 10 people you can command and have the ability to issue fiat currencies out of thin air. You want a house to be constructed for yourself, so you issue currencies into existence and distribute these to the 10 people so that they could help you build the house. However, the real value in this exchange is not the fiat currency, because you simply printed it out. The real value is the actual house, because real efforts and resources were used to construct it. Therefore, the fiat currencies are not wealth, they are debt. The 10 workers should be able to receive something back from you using those currencies. Therefore, the currencies are simply paper saying that you owe them. So if we then go back to the modern world, the currency that you hold is debt that represents that the government owes you. However, the government has nothing to give back to you because the gold standard was abolished. You used to be able to get gold back for turning in the currencies, but that is no longer possible. Some people may tell you that if the government pay off all their debt, then everything will be fine again. That is false. This is because there will always be more debt in existence than there are currencies in existence to pay off the debt. I will elaborate. Imagine that the government borrowed $100 from you with a 1% interest rate. So now there are $100 in existence and $100 in debt. After 1 month, there will already be $101 in debt. However, there are only $100 in existence. To pay off that $1 more of interest, the government needs to borrow one more dollar from somewhere else. And this goes on and on until the system is too big, where there is a massive gap between the actual currencies in existence and the actual debt. So there is always more debt in existence than there are currencies in existence to pay off the debt. So now we see the flaws in Keynesian economics. Well, what is Austrian economics? This school of thought basically has a premise that real goods are wealth. That means the currencies are debt, but commodities such as property, gold, silver, copper, food, are wealth. I believe I do not need to elaborate much further because it is quite intuitive that this is true. When you are stripped of everything, the most important thing is not a piece of paper. It would be food, water, and other type of real goods. Now, how did we get to where we are right now? And I will need to take you on a history tour. When Isaac Newton was the master of the Royal Mint, he declared that gold would be the medium of exchange for the West, and therefore he sets us off into the gold standard. However, all of that changed in 1913. The United States government decided to confiscate all gold from the US citizens and instead issued a new US dollar claiming its pegged to gold. This was to prepare for World War I. Eventually, World War I and World War II ended, and at this time, the United States was the world superpower. And so the United States gathered all the other allied nations to set off a new financial system. That was the Bretton Woods Agreement. The agreement was designed such that all currencies will be pegged to the US dollar, and the US dollar will then be pegged to gold. This effectively means that all currencies were pegged to gold. However, as time progressed in this system, the French and some other governments began noticing that the US government could not possibly have enough gold to pay off all the debt. So they started to ask for gold from the US. And to protect the US, in 1971, Richard Nixon abandoned the gold standard. And this event sets us off into the financial system that we now have, which is under the Keynesian economics design. So after this long into the podcast, I have not even mentioned about Bitcoin yet. I believe many people would want to understand the origin of Bitcoin first. So that happened in 2008. So 2008, it was the financial crisis. You can go watch or read The Big Short, since it will do a much better job than me in explaining the fraud that took place 10 years ago. But from the ashes of the financial crisis, a pseudonym named Satoshi Nakamoto issued a white paper during Halloween of 2008. This white paper describes the design of the Bitcoin peer-to-peer payment system, and that sets off in the subsequent year in 2009, where the Genesis block of Bitcoin was created. And on that note, I will end this podcast episode and split this section into two. I believe the historical background laid out in this episode will be a very good foundation for the next episode, when I will really begin describing how Bitcoin works.